One of the reasons why Swolenormous X is so successful, and one of the reasons why I talk about it so highly, it's because of the people. And what's been one of the most amazing parts about my journey in terms of starting Swolenormous and launching Swolenormous X and really navigating the waters of social media and online training and creating my whole fitness platform in my vision, you know, doing something that no one has done before in the way that no one has done before. What it's taught me is just how deep people can go, and really that people, the community, is everything. So it's great to have technology. It's great to have, you know, the streaming capacity to watch these videos anywhere in the world, to, you know, as much as I talk about the yoga classes, having them on your phone or your tablet and being able to train in the gym or at home, and the versatility and the master classes and the private groups and all the benefits and the perks, it doesn't supersede the fact that the people are the backbone of the community. The people are the backbone of Swolenormous and the backbone of Swolenormous X. So those of you that are listening, you're the backbone of this podcast. You're the backbone of, you're the reason why I do what I do. And it's important with anything that you do is that you have a reason for doing it. You need to have that reason for doing it that's deeper than just, oh, it's time to do it. You know, that's good. That's great in terms of fuck your motivation. Okay, it's time to do it. Just do it. But you need to have that deep-seated reason. And it's not motivation. It's purpose. It's purpose for your journey. It's purpose for your reason for being alive. And most people don't follow their purpose. Most of you listening, unfortunately, don't follow your purpose. You haven't even potentially figured it out yet. And it's very easy to feel like you've fallen behind in life. I'm 35, so I'm not what most people would say a spring chicken, but I'm young as fuck. And I didn't do things correctly for my entire life. I've learned a lot of things, and I had a lot of education, and I experienced a lot in the gym, and I accumulated a lot of knowledge, but I didn't see how I was going to implement it and focus it and address it to everyone until like a couple years ago when I started Swolenormous. So I didn't have this whole thing mapped out. Luckily, I was pursuing my passion. I was in love with training and in love with taking care of my body and lifting and bodybuilding, eating healthy, you know, that journey, that part of my journey. But it wasn't clear how I was going to share that with the world. And, you know, people sometimes ask me if I'm doing personal training. I do in-person training, and no, not anymore. Like, I burned out of that because helping one person at a time isn't enough. It's not impactful enough. It is, but it isn't for me. You know, I did that for years, but it's a lot of effort, and most people, here's just the lay of the fucking land, most people aren't going to do it. Most people don't listen. Most people don't put into action. Most people don't do what needs to be done, even if you're there coaching them one-on-one. So it's a lot more frustration on a one-on-one level. Now, I still get people canceling memberships and doing stupid stuff today. And it's important to realize that there's always a percentage. You know, if there's 100 people that sign up or that get involved with training, there's gonna be a massive percentage of people that quit, because fitness is different than anything else. It's not like you're selling a t-shirt. It's not like selling a car. It's not like selling an item on Amazon. You buy it. Oh, and that, you know what you're getting. That's what I wanted, and I bought it. Fitness and weight loss, like, you gotta change people in a different way. You gotta impact people in a different way. It's not as easy as just selling a program. Like, hey, buy my program. People have to be in the right state of mind. They have to be willing to undertake a life change. So what I'm doing is something much more fundamental and much more challenging, and takes a lot more, not coaxing, but it takes more dates. It takes more dinners in a movie before you get laid. So it just takes more courting. That's a great way to think about it, that people need to be really ready. People need to be really ready to change their fitness. People need to be really ready to make that adjustment. It's not something that you do on a whim. And most people that would buy or sign up for a membership program and for fitness on a whim, they're not going to get it, obviously, because they're signing up on a whim. They're not really truly committed to that kind of change. And even some people that think that they are ready to commit to that kind of change aren't truly ready. So it's a real psychological component. It's a real mind fuck for a lot of people when they really get in the middle of it and realize how much effort it's going to take. And that, even though it's not complicated, it's very simple. It's just the how different it is from everything that they've ever done before. this fucking jabroni just literally is riding on a bike, looked at me, spit on the ground. Not in a mean way, just as a dumb human being way. Messing with the wrong fucking bearded maniac, bruh. Anyway, so it's sometimes hard to... You can't convince someone to be ready. You can't convince someone to take control of their lives. You can't sometimes make an impact enough to make someone realize. It's just, I think it's like, why would you not want to? Why would you not want to improve your health? It's not like I'm selling, you know, it's not like I have Swolenormous X and my memberships for me. It's like, yes, I make money. I make a living. I'm not here to make millions of dollars and, you know, laugh my way to the fucking bank or anything. I'm here to help people. And it costs money. You're investing in your health and your future. It just shocks me sometimes how people don't want to do that on any level, whether or not it's Swolenormous X or a local gym or a local yoga studio or buying better food, making sacrifices with things that you don't need, with things that aren't good for you. Like, anytime you eat junk food, it's literally something that's not good for you. It's not debatable. It's not good for you. Why would you not want to do that? Who are you hurting? You're not hurting me. Oh, fuck this guy. He's got a beard and a man, but I'm not buying his fucking program. This guy's a faggot. You know, I get those comments too. You're not hurting me, bro, right? You're not hurting me. You're not hurting me by not downloading my free ebook or by not signing up. You're hurting yourself. When you shove that fast food into your mouth, who are you hurting? And we as a society, we have this weird thing where people tend to make those types of decisions out of spite. And I'm sure you've probably done that, or your spouse has done that, your family member, your parents, where someone has done something that hurts them, but they do it as kind of like a fuck you, but it hurts them. It's the weirdest psychological thing. You're not hurting me. When you eat a fat, if you look at one of my posts and be like, oh, he's making fun of fat people, or he's insulting me, fuck this guy, I'm gonna eat a pizza tonight because I deserve it. Fine. You're obviously not my target audience. You're not the person I'm trying to get across to. You're not hurting me at all. I'm not the one that's eating that processed inflammatory garbage, right? It doesn't hurt me. But people think it's a method of getting back at the other person. So just remember that all your decisions... Sorry, there's a lot of construction. I'm walking the dog and laying this fat track down for you. You know, it doesn't affect me at all. I'm not the one eating it. Bottom line, every decision you make, if you come back to, this is affecting me and only me. This is something that is on me. This is something that is affecting me negatively. This is not going to help me. This is going to hurt me. Would you still make that decision? Would you still make the same decision? Does that make sense? Is that wise? I don't think so. And that's really the only reason that could and should ever matter. It's the only reason that matters. Nothing else ever matters. It's always whether or not it affects you. It's always whether or not it's good for you. No matter what the decision is, it's got to be for you. And if it's not for you, then who's it fucking for? Who's it for? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to accomplish? Who are you trying to trick? You're not tricking me. You're tricking people that don't know any better. You're not convincing me that it's a good decision. You're convincing yourself. You're in denial yourself. Not affecting me at all. You're not getting back at me. You're not, you know, anyone that's taking care of their health. You're not winning. You're not getting away with it. You're just hurting yourself. And that's going to be your price to pay in the future. That's going to be something that you have to deal with. That's going to be something that you have to deal with disease, with sickness, with illness. That's going to be on you. I don't want that to be on you. That's the whole point of this podcast. That's the whole point of all my content. It doesn't have to be that way. You can take ownership, and you do have control, and you're not lacking control. There are a lot of things in this world that you do not have control over. But your health is not one of those things. You're not lacking in that area at all. You're not lacking in control at all. So once you get your head screwed on straight with that, then a lot of things start to change. A lot of things start to shift. A lot of things start to get better. And you start making better decisions for the right reasons.